Building on your chesim based on the Mishnah, starting on the Mishnah, which is the fourth line from the top. Masnis and stam nador malhafmer perushim lahakum. Klemmer, misha nador. A person made an reisha parish l'shadul lahakmer lahakum. There's two ways to interpret what he said. One way which will be a valid neder, and one where it will not. So, kosher pirish echem mehen. He hasn't said one or the other, so we assume the isur. Pirushim lahakol, but in pirush achakach mamar lekachnis kavanti. He meant the way which would make it. That's not a neder. Semchan al devorav afavishu who makeo. Okay, so he's believed. Kula masnisan ad the case of nader becherim mafarish ketsad stom and lahakmer umin nader becherim ve'elach mafarish ketsad perushim lahakel. Okay, so the first scenarios, all scenarios where we're saying that the assumption is the chumra, but he can be mako, and then. There's a mission later on. Here's the mission. When the mission starts telling us, the person who came and started giving his pirush of what he meant, those are cases of pirush from Lahako. The Ran has it as one Mishnah, and we'll see that the Ran actually. The pirush of the Ran on the Mishnah Daf Kof is actually printed here. So the Ran had his one Mishnah, so that's just the beginning of the end of the Mishnah as far as he's concerned. Ketzad Re'alai Kibosir Meliach V'yayin Nesed. Klemmer, Ketzad Kari Stam Nadorim. What's an example of Stam Nadorim? However, Kibosir Meliach V'yayin Nesed. A person says that this should be like Kibosir Meliach, or this should be like Yayin Nesed. The mashma shel shemayim, it could mean shel shemayim. We currently basim leich. We shouldn't see about kol karbon chod takriv melach. Karbonos have to have salt. Mashu na mishal avodas chachamim. It can mean avodas zara. Ke gavna havi stam medorim. That's an example of stam medorim. So impir shel shemayim mutter. Impir shel avodas chachamim mutter. Vim stam the mashmahachi. Mashmahachi if he saw some. If he saw some, the mashmahachi, osur. Hereshes stam adorim lahachmer. So here we see this an example of this rule of stam adorim lahachmer. So the person says it's kemaiser. If kemaiser behem and nader is osur. So my same is davar nader who shayakare lasiri asiri. Also the kolach shikribu matiro. So it gets a bit of a korban. But it can mean my soda, which is not stam shum bihuda suda. Then Yehuda came along and said that in true, when the person uses the word truma in Yehuda, it's aser. The fish bihuda b'tavsha yukroivim on beis hamikdash in the area of Yehuda, which is they were near the beis hamikdash. Therefore, there by them truma zalishka nami truma stam karadlo. The phrase Chuma was used to refer to Chuma Zalishko. Therefore, Havali Stam Nadorim. So Chuma can mean, the usage of the word Chuma could mean Chuma of the field, it could mean Chuma of the Lishko. Because they would refer to Chuma Zalishko with the word Chuma. Havali Stam Nadorim Lahachma. But in Galil, where they were not carved to Beis HaMikdash, so Chuma Zalishko was not something which they spoke about on a regular basis. So when they did speak about it, they referred to it as Chuma Zalishko. When they said the word truma, they meant truma of the soda. Shein not shiglum akir mes truma zalishka. Tershay rechaykim mi Yerushalayim. Lohay regilim truma zalishka. Lekarle truma stama. Al truma zalishka karalo. It wasn't something that they referred to regularly, and when they would give it the full name. Yes. Halakinader betruma. Stam, the person who says the word Truma without saying any more, like a suke klal, but Truma Salishta, a person from Galil would not be referring to Truma Salishta when he said the word Truma Stam. Therefore, it's Vadai, he's referring to Truma of the Sada, and Truma of the Sada is not a good netter. Therefore, Mishmach Yishori, the netter is not going to be Chal. It's being matis with davar v'osher, it doesn't work. When it comes to using the word kerem, stam charamim bihuda mutarim. Because kerem kahanim, the person says it should be like kerem kahanim, the lock is that it's not osher. Kerem stam, which means for the basic mikdush, is a davar hanadar, and it is osher. So in Yehuda, stam charamim bihuda mutarim. Shekahanim makirim b'neim, their kahanim constantly around, and therefore we're given b'cherem kahanim. It was a common thing to give charamim to the kohen. B'karli nami, therefore they were referred to cherem kahanim as cherem stop. Cherem goyah, the same way they were referred to cherem goyah as cherem, they referred to cherem kahanim as cherem. Now look, it should be a case of stam or mahachmer. Charamim can mean either kahanim or beis hamikdash. It should be osur. In Galil, it's vaday means beis hamikdash, so it's not even stamam. It's vaday that meant mikdash, and Yehuda it's both ways. So either way, it should be osur. So why is the Tana saying stam charamim but Yehuda are mutter? Shemachim mutarim. The half sefer Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadik he. Kedisa v'Gemara. This Tana, this point of the Mishnah is now arguing what we said in the Reisha. And Asila, he holds Tama Darm L'Hokel, Polaga Reisha. So tucked into this statement over here is a new Tana. Who's Tama Darm L'Hokel. Now, but the Mishnah continues, says, B'Galil, even according to the laws of the Tzadik, B'Galil is a Surim. V'hainu, the Hara Ketoni, like the Mishnah explains, Shein Anshe Gilom Akirim Es Chermei Kahanim. So they're not familiar with Chermei Kahanim. So Zokt, that's where the Mishnah is hinting that we're saying a new Svara. Because it means, had they been familiar with Chermei Kahanim, it means they could have met Chermei Kahanim, then it'd be Mutter. It's Tamador. So you see this point. The kahanim were not regularly there, so when they would use the word kherim stam, they weren't referring to charamim for kahanim, because it wasn't a common thing. The kherim kahanim lekor lo kherim stam. There's no shayla, he meant cherem gevoyah. Okay, we're going to skip the rest of the run because it's really on the next Mishnah. Let's see the Gemara. I guess the other option, we could do the next mission now and then do the round now. Be the other option. Okay. Is that the Mora? So you're telling me that the Stam, Medor, Mer, Lahach, Mer, Batanan, Subgan, Ziris, Lahokel. Okay, that Subgan, Ziris, were Mekel. So why by suffix nazir do you say you're being makel? You're saying stam b'dorim l'hachmer. It means that we have a suffix. We assume the iser. We have a suffix. We assume the heter. So we're mizera l'kasha. Hori b'liyaza hori rabbonin. This is machlokes tanoim. So it's not a steer. It's in the two mishnayos. It's a mishnah. It's a mission. It's machlokes tanoim. Where is this machlokes? The Tanya. Hamakdash chayosoy ubehemtoy. Person is makdash his chayos and his behemoths. He has animals which are domesticated, behemoths, he has animals which are not. He's being makdish, but either one of them. So hikdish is a kvi. So there's an animal called a kvi or a koi, which is a sofik chay, a sofik behemoth. So he's makdish, this person was makdish, his chayas. Or this person was makdish as behemoths. So the kvi, which is a sofik behemoth, sofik chay. So it's kodesh. As he said, behemoths, maybe this is a behemoth, so it's included, so maybe it's a behemoth. He said chayas. Right, it's clear because it's one of the chayas. Le'ez armor lo hikdash as a kvi. No, when he's makdish behemoths, he means only those which are vadi behemoths. When he's makdish chayas, he only means those which are vadi chayas. So he doesn't mean to include the kvi. So the more plays out the thought. Mandamer memoinu ma'ayol esveka. Kufanami ma'ayol. If you say that a person when he's makdish something which is a issue of his mammon, giving something to hektish, his money, he means to include the suffix as well. So when he comes to make the dorm on himself, he's also me doing it even in a situation of a suffix. If I'm not willing to give my money away, misafik. I don't mean to make myself usur, misafik. Okay. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya said to Reb Zeira. But my ukimta the suffik naziris lahakol kribi Eliezer. So that means the mishnah over there in Taharis. Which is one of the Mishnayos that you have like along the lines of, you know, it's discussing Hilchos of Taharis in certain cases are that the din of Safek is Lahakol, and it starts making a list of cases which you find in other areas of Halacha, and what the Halachos are, by them, whether they're Asur or they're Mutter. So the Tana over there of the Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer, and he's saying Safek by Naziris is Lahakol because he's not mild Nasha the Sveikah. Okay, Ema Sefer. Suffolk Bukharis, famous dins. Let's say an animal gives birth to a non viable child, non viable birth. It's not clear if it's developed enough it's considered a birth, or that it's just considered the liquid, whatever it is. It wasn't that far developed. Then eventually it has another child after that. So the second child is a sub bechor. If the first child was considered a child, this is the second child. If the first one was considered just liquid, it wasn't developed enough to be considered a child, so this is the bechor. So now you have a sub bechor. Echad bechori odom, echad bechori behemoth. This could be true by a person or by behemoth. Beit tzmeya, beit tzar, whether they're talking about the case of opinion pet the chamor, or you're talking about a bechor of the animals which are tor. So other than the law is a what's a kabbalah baraya. So the ownership, all of these are they're mountainous kahuna. So we tell the kohen prove that the person is kohen and he will give it to you. But the Tanya law, with the device which comes to explain the Mishnah. It says a certain Megizah Vavoda. But you should, that when you're coming to the question of there's a kind of a right to it, so you can say it's mine. Prove that it's not mine, I'll give it to you. Becomes the issue of whether it's mutter, so you can't do anything with it. Can't work with it, can't shear it, because a bechor is also to do these things, and maybe it's a bechor. So the Gemara means to ask. So here you see a case of a suffix of kedusha, remachmer. Okay. So the Ran says, so what's the flow of the Gemara? The Gemara, you're saying, if you say that it's Rabbi Eliezer, I have a kasha. If it's Rabbanan, I don't have a kasha. Either way, Bakasha, you have a case where you have a suffix, Kedushas, Naziris, which is a form of Kedusha, and you're Mekel, and you have a suffix, Kedusha, of a Bechor, and you're Machmer. So the answer is, we could have divided what we said, that there's a difference between Mammon and the person himself. Some of the Naziris is on the person himself, and some of Bechor is on the Mammon. So on the Mammon, a person is willing to be suffix, have Dina Kedusha on it. But himself, he doesn't want that. But you, Rav Zeira, came along and said, no, we're gonna say whatever is true by Mammon is true by Nafsha. That's a problem. So Rav Zeira said back, Amalei, Amayka Medemisa Kedusha Bamei Alea, the Kedusha Bamei Bidei Adam. I don't know what you're asking. The cases which I'm discussing, observer says, is a case where the person has to make the kedusha. Kedusha b'chor is not created by the person. Kedusha b'chor is automatic. So yeah, something is automatic. So we say suffix is also the case where a person is generating it. We say a person only means to generate it if it's clear what he's doing. But El Ikasha Hakasha, Zera says, but if you want to ask me something from that Mishnah, this is what we could. This is what you could ask. Okay, it says Savik Mashkin, because there are two dinner in Mashkin. We'll see in a second. So Savik Mashkin, we have Savik if the Mashkin became Tomei, Li Tomei is Tomei. The question whether the mashkin became tamei with the halachas of now that you have a mashkin which is something you can't use, etc. So let's say it's a question of a truma, wine of truma. If a suffix, if the tumah touched it or not, we assume that it's tamei. But latame acherim is tor dibri remeher. Okay, so but it comes to the issue of mashkin and metam other things. So the general din that so you have an avatuma touches a person, touches a kli, makes it a rishon. Rishon cannot be metam other a rishon cannot be metam other or kalim. It can be metam oklim or mashkin. So now you have a sheni. So the kli touches an oichel. The oichel is a sheni. Now a sheni by chulin is as far as it goes. So the oichel would then touch other chulin. Nothing would happen. If oichel touches truma, truma can become a shlishi. Hektish can become even a revit. But what about if Mashkin Tomei touches something? Does it generate a tumor? So Mish is saying, Suffolk, Litamei Kherim is Tor Dibri Remeir. Okay. Can you know Rabbi Elazar Omer, Kid the Border? So the more of me, certainly the Rabbi Elazar, Litame, Tome, Batanya, Rabbi Elazar, Omer, ain't Tuma the Mashkin Kalikir. There's no Dini Tuma on Mashkin, period. Even Litame. Teda, this is Rabbi Elazar, Omer, was talking. Shere, Hoyed, Yossi Ben Yoezer, Ish Sreda, Mishanadius, that Yossi Ben Yoezer was made. Alayel Kamsa, Dachetz. He said three halachas. One of them is about Mashka, which is relevant for us, but it quotes the whole quote. So the first one is that Alayel Kamsa was a type of a grasshopper. That's Dachetz, which means that it's tohor, which means for our purposes that's kosher to eat. The liquid which was found in the base of Mitzvachayim, in the area of the base of Mitzvachayim where they did Shkita, So there's dam there, there's other liquids there. So those liquids are tor.
But the case is,
there it's meaning tum and tahara, not the kosher, not kosher. Okay, now what does it mean when it says dochei? So zot the gemara hanicha l'shemul the amar dochei min l'tamei cherim abu tumas atzman yesh bohem shaper. When Yosef ben Yosef said dochei, it didn't mean that they have no tum at all. It means that they don't have tum to tum other things. But they themselves are tamei. So then, here we have. So you have mashkin li tamei or tamei li tamei cherim the Torah. El the Rab domer dochein mamish. Rab says no, there's no din tum at all. So ma'ikal meimer, and that's Rabbi Elazar over there saying etum lamashin kolikir. It means that they had no din tumah, period. So going back to this mission over here, Rabbi Elazar says Kedvorov, how is it going to fit?
Since it's so obvious by the Dvarim that that's the way it works,
how are we going to fit Rabbi Elazar, which says Savik Tumali Mashkan Li Tame Tame Latame Kermis Tor, with the did that Rilaza says in the Mesech in over there in the mission in Mishnah Pesachim?
Or the second one is a zero.
Okay. So now when he says Savik Tumas Base Mashkan Mishnah Pesachim, so it's Torah the Garmi. So what is it's on the Wasafik? So that's me to write. So in Rabbanon there is Tumas Mashka. So in the Beit Hamikdash, Chazal were not masaking Tuma on the Mashka to generate more problems in the Beit Hamikdash. So yes, was made. Even though normally there's a din Rabbanon of Tumas Mashka, the Beis Mitzchayim, they weren't geizer. They weren't Masakin and the Tumah by the Mashkin. So it comes out the Tumah's Mashkin is the Rabbanon. So Tumah's Mashkin is the Rabbanon. We say Safik would be Tor. So, but the Mishnah says that Safik li Tame is Tame. So which means the weather became to become Tame itself, that's a Din D'oraisa. So Safik your Matan. To the Tame Cherem is the Rabbanon. So that, but here we have, according to Rav, Rav Elazar is saying that even to become Tame itself, it's not the Raisa. So it's only the Rabbanon. So then the Vaiter Safik should be Tor, even if regards to it itself. Okay. So the Ron's going to deal with the what's the Bishlama. Some Akash of the Mishnah over there. How you learn up the Mishnah over there? It says Rabbi Elazar says like your mayor that the Suffolk is Mashka Litame is Tame. How's the Shim with Rav over there himself? Rav Shat and Rabbi Elazar himself. What does it do with the fact that you said saying in the Mishnah like the Suffolk Zeres Lahako, like was one with the other? So that's the Ron grapples with that. So Morris says you're right. So we can't say the Tana over here is Rebbe is it Rebbe Elazar? So we're going to have a problem. We're going to say, so we're going to have to answer the stira differently. Let's see the Rob.
Kedusha Me'alia.
Me'alea, yeah.
Me'alea. Were we differentiating between Avodah Giza and the animal itself?
I'm not sure what you mean.
So, we mentioned that the animal itself would not is not a bechor.
It's a sub of bechor, right?
We treat it like, yes.
So we say, regards to Momenus, we say, Maitzim Chavei Levaraya. In regards to what you do, so Yisrael keeps it. So, okay, great, so he keeps it. So it means he can, what can you do with it? Can't negotiate it, can't do a word with it. The only thing you can do is sell to a kayat. Even when Bechor is not the law, the buster is the only nechal kahanim.
Yes.
You can sell to a kayat. So the round, Sabak Nazir's Lahakal, it's the third line from the bottom on Yud Kesem Abayz. Mishnah Mishnah Tharis. Mazir's Ayyadei Nederhu. The Kashan Adari. So we have Stam, the daughter of Mahafber, and we have Sabak Nazir's Lahakal, it's a steer. So more says it's Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan. Hamathish Chayosu Behemto, Chayosu O Behemto. So it doesn't mean both, it means either. I don't remember all the details. There is a let's see.
What's
that's the worst question. Yeah. Yeah, good. So a stam adar mahachmer, and the zeros are the form of netter. So why is it the kula? I'm trying to remember where it is. There is definitely a maybe it's a nazir. Cannot remember where the gemara is, which actually has a tzad to say that even if he's matzish behema and chaya, the kri is out. He only means a vadi behemah or vadi chaya. So his matzah is behemah and his chaya, it's not a kri. So, but the Ran is saying that for our purposes, the discussion over here, the case was he's being matzah one or the other. And either one, you don't say the kri, which is a sofik, is included. L'chumra.
Currently, it says it's a barrier of Shneatzman.
There is. Right. Maybe it's a Masechta de Bikurim. I remember. Well, he says that Kri, Havi, Sabe Chaya, Sabe Behema. The English is Behem Termina, Dilma Kri Chaya. So it's a Sophic. So therefore, when he's Matish Behema, we say, no, maybe this is a Chaya. The English is Chayas Termina, Dilma Behema. Maybe he's Matish. The Chaya is, maybe it's a Behema. So Sophic is, as it says, it's not Kaddish. So you're not going to put Gufay Mamar the Sveka. So Gufay Nami Sirle the Mile the Sveka. Sorry, if you do put in moment into the Sufik, even if it's a Sufik, you mean to include it. So it's Guf as well. The Hilchot Masisin the Stamadar Mahakmer is Rabbanan. So that's the opinion of the Rabbanan, which say that by the case of the Kavi, it's Kaddish. So who would then the Guf would be Kaddish? Kondibli Ezra, that you're not Makdish. By Maman, he doesn't get involved in Safik. So Gufa le Kolshke. Kolshke Gufa le Maal. Sveka Hilma Stisan, the Stam Aziris, le Hokol is Rabbanan Ezra. Okay. So Baya asked the question from the Din of Safik Bukharis. Ech Bukharadim, Ech Bukhar Behema, Kagan, Shiyod, the Zokhar, in the cave of Enyadua, Ezo, Hoytzi, Rosh, Rishon. Another example of a Safik would be twins, which one came out first? A boy and a girl. Tanya Law, Sir Magiza Vaida, Save the Mastisan.
What if wouldn't you have a Mishilda Zahra? Even if there are two Zahars, wouldn't you have a problem?
In my case, if you're two Zahars, you have a Vade, there you have a Vade Bechor. You still know which one. Here you have a suffix that's a Bechor at all.
Still, each one has a suffix on it.
So,
you like the meat, you find a trace piece of meat, or a piece of meat. You don't know if it came from the treif stores or the kosher store.
Maybe there's only two.
So normally in a case where you have this type of thing, where you have a vada, it's just a subject which won. So the Mishnah has a case over there in Bukharis. Let's say there's two women gave birth to their first child. So the Mishnah has two cases. One case we have gave birth to a child. There's two women gave birth. One gave birth to a child. One gave birth to a nephil. And the children got mixed up. So the Kohen comes to Father X. He says, "My kid was a nephil. I have to pay." Goes to Father Two. Says the same thing. Because even though it's vade chiyuv mamon over here, but it's not. We don't know which person's chayiv in the mamon. But in a case where the vade is a chiyuv mamon by the individual, is a vade chiyuv to give. Just not sure exactly which one. He can't patter himself and say, "Listen, I'm not sure which one I have to give, so I'm patter." Is that true over here also? Over there it's about a chiyuv mamon, he has to take money out of his pocket. Over here is a shadow that he did in the chefsu. I'm not sure. Yeah. Okay. Tell you about a sermon gives over. Save the Masis and Guva, the subject of the Zeris Lahako. He is actually part of that mission over there. So that is in the Sabbath Bechor is the end of that mission. So what's the Bishlam? You're saying Rabbi is asking on Reb Zeira. According to you now, it's Shreir. Before, it's not Shreir. It's Thomas Theory. He says, you're saying Safa Nazir is Lahakul, and you're saying, by the case of the Bechorah Behema, may Safa gets Osir. Bishlam, if not like Rabbi Eliezer, we can make everything fit. The ratio of the suffering the zeros lahakol mishum the gufa loymail inish the sveka. We could say when the person undertakes something, he means vadai. He doesn't like to be mekai himself scenarios of suffering, so he did not mean to be mekai himself a case of suffering. But sefer the suffering b'charis kibin the memayno who I mean the memayil inish memayno the sveka but my moment. A person will be mild moment the suffix. So that's why by himself you say some of the zeros lahakul, but by some of the bechor you say lachomer. Al didach the loyshani lachah ben gufa lama minor, but you Reb Zeira would say that we tie the two together. Whatever you say by moment, you say by guf. So kasha. So Reb Zeira said back, "Amai kama demisa kedusha ba meilel kedusha ba bidei olam." Mishum the kedusha ba bidei olam who the ikal meimer daikaver lo gomer lo yulei nafshe umemoyne lusveik. The person is generating the issue. He says, "You know what? That which I'm, whatever that which is definitely included, that's what I mean to include, and that which is questionable, I don't want to get involved in something which maybe I have to do what I have to do. So I don't mean that. So it's a vadai that he doesn't want the suffix. That's something which a person is generating. Al kedusha b'shamayim lekel memrahochi dota biyodei who was with him. So it's a case we're not sure what your mind did. So we suffix after machmer. Okay. But Rabbi Zeira said, if you want to ask a question, here's the question. Something mashkin, Jehoshin, Tommy Yoda, the Bain of Mashkin, when you do it in Noga Behen. So we know that there's mashka there. We know that the person who was Tommy is there. We know that he reached out. We don't know if he touched. So li tame is tame. Klaimer. The tumas atzman is lina lechum. It becomes what's their status, the mashka itself. We have to be makar misafik. But I'm a lot of tame here. But when it comes to being matamah kerem, we don't say selvik l'chumra. So at the round, ikin nusti the garsi halcho liber meir b'chen hayir b'liyazo armer k'd the word of, but to sefti be mesetas taharis.
This last case of kerem.
Which is that the girsa which is in the Tosefta? Vika Numan Doloy Garvis Le. There's some which don't have the girsa in the Gemara. Why? The Lomele the Asuve mi Brisa she gives mi Brisa. The Vahar Reisha changed the girsa to Reisha. The Mestisa the seventh years the Hakali. Why do we have to ask mi Brisa? We have the same phrase. In the Mishnah, Litame is Tomei, Litame Kerem is Tor. So why run to a Braisa when I can ask from the Mishnah itself, which has the phrase that we're saying doesn't fit with Tomei Nazir Sahako? Okay, how so? Tony, Saba Mashka, Litame, Tomei, Litame Kerem is Tor. Maybe you should the Bikaris Dibur Meir Mechenerably as Armor Dibur and Nakshim we must Nisa Mishum the Mepharshim Behedin Rebeli Ezra surely Sabek Mashkin Litame is Tame. Maybe the reason why we're asking for the Brice because the Brice says explicitly the Rebeli Ezra says Sabek Mashkin Litame is Tame. So but the Marshes of the Rebbe Eliezer says they tumul the mashim kol ikir midaraisa. There's no tumul midaraisa at all because Yosef Ben Ezra was made all ayel kamsa chag of shishmoy ayel, the type of a grasshopper called ayel, the dochin, which means tor, and the phrase of, when it comes to the issue of achila, the word tor means mutar l'achila, it means kasha l'achila. The liquid found in the base of Mitzchayim is tor. The whole din of tumas mashkin is rabbanon. So therefore, mashke bei mitzchayim legozu shalaharbis tuma bezara. They weren't gozer in order to not end up with issues of tuma in the base of Mikdash, because in the Mikdash, Mashka can be Matama, you're talking about Hektish, which can be up to Ravi. So the status of the Mashka can generate a lot of problems. So therefore, Mirabon, the word goes, if I keep the Tumas Mashka to Mirabon, but once you prove that it's Rabbanon, so Hechi Makarina, Misekai, why would you say Sabek Tumas Li Tame is Tame? Why would you Makarina be Sufik? Hanich Lashmul Damar. Dachim l'tamech erim by beis mitzvachayim to be matamech erim at the rabbanon. So they weren't geyser, they were not geyser. But Abba Tumas Atzon Yeshbrehen. But that they themselves are tamei is the rice. Therefore, you can't take that away. So therefore, we understand that suffik li tamei is tamei. Nicha mishul the Tumas Atzon be the rice. As leader of Tzrikayu, the Chubras, I understand why you'd be machmer. Alaman damer dochi and mamish, I feel the tumas atzam mirabon. So the mitzvah is totally tor, because even that which it becomes tummy itself is only rabbon, and therefore they weren't guys in the mikdash. So make the member. Abon the mezel, but Tzrikayu the kulas, you should be makel. So Ron says, I don't get it. Vechitema, you should argue. You cannot feel a loy mukminan ha the suffix the serious lahaka kribliyazer. Even if you don't say that this is going like kribliyazer, heche nicho. Why is it better? Was the Zera? Zera said that the mission of suffix the serious is lahaka is kribliyazer, and now we have that mission saying that suffix if it became tome it's tome, which is not true according to kribliyazer. So that's a steer. Okay. Now we take out Rebbe Zeir. So here we have that the Mishnah says, or the Braisa says, "Skinner really has over that Tumah to the Mashkin is Tumah." And we don't really have the holes. It's not made right. That Tumah is not the Braisa. Something should be the Kula. So it's not a theory. Nothing to do with who the Tana, some of the Zeris is. But since in the case of Mashka, we have a Braisa which says Beferish, that Rebelezer says that. And we have, we know the Rebelezer Shita, the guy be Tumas Mashka, and it's only Rebbe Baran. So why be Suffolk? Should it be Tomek? Hakati kasha the Eliezer Eliezer the Amr behedya betumas mashkin mira bonen. Kitani ain tuna the mashkin kolikir. That's a favorish. Filhaki also besukai luchumer. Kitani b'chein hagir Eliezer b'chein the bardo. Then Rameir says subik tuma litame is tame. Allah that he the subik mashkin litame tame. Really, and Eliezer says the same thing. So we have stamas theory. So what's with Reb Zeir? So Yesh Lomer, Zachi Port, Zay Fragment. Bishlama Ihach the Sabbath Nazirus Lahako Loma Sukma Kur Eliezer. If you don't say the town of the Israel Eliezer, Sabbath Nazirus Lahako. Lakasha Nikola Mamer, the Eliezer Macher, we suffer a filibit Rabbanan. Yeah, we know that there's a din in the Suffolk Tumah. Eliezer says that in the Mish, in the Mikdash, it's Tumah Rabbanan, they weren't guys of the Mikdash, even to become Tameh. So it's all Tumah Rabbanan. But we could say, even so, they're Macher Misafik under the Rabbanan. That's part of the Zakana. But Kima the Martha, the seventh years of the Hawker, Eliezer, he. So the he the habi kedusha bum be they adam. So that's the case of kedusha's adam, the person making. But the hechi adiva tumah the rabbanon. Al bishibam eileha min zirus der aisa al bishibam be they adam. So why would you be more makel by the raisa dikadin? Which yeah, it's up to the person. Than a rabbanon dikadin. Which is not up to the person, but it's only the Rabbana, would not be larger than we should, that those two things should be true. What are you saying? Hachazin, the behedge of the Kedusha, they ought to be shaking the rice, Mina Rice is Makel Rabbi Yazar Bismakim. Yes, Mina Rice is my Makel Bisafim. The Tani Lahitish is a Kvi, to suffer the rice. No, don't worry about it. The Kibishan came. So again, a filo kilom akmin in the heart of the seventh years lahok of Rabbi Eliezer, kasher Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer. We have Rabbi Eliezer saying this, and we have Rabbi Eliezer saying sabik tuma by mashka, which is the rabbanon and your machmer, and sabik this making a kvi kodesh versus the raisa, your mako. So again, what do you want? What do you want for Rabbi Zeir? It's tama kasher. You can remember that. See the kuyet down the time of Rabbi Eliezer. The Amr Lahidus says the kvi mishum the kvi shmoyer lov lekarli in shikaya lebehem. We would answer that's a special din that when you use the word kaya, you might refer to your animal as a sheep. You might refer to it as a behem. You might refer to your deer as a deer. You might refer to it as a kaya. A kvi people call a kvi. They don't refer to it as a kaya or behem. So, when you remark to something, it's on Lashem B'Neyad. What do you mean? So, he doesn't mean that's so nothing to do with this din, the Suffolk your Machm or Suffolk your Makel. But according to Reb Zeir, it says, no, this is the din of Suffolk that your Makel or your Machmer. So now we have a steer. Why would you be more Makel by the Raisa than by the Rabbanah? Samora says, you're right. We can't say the Tana Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer.